Since May 1st, when President Bush declared the end of major combat operations in Iraq, nearly 150 American servicemen and women have died there. That's more than were killed during the three-week war. One of those who died recently was an Army sergeant who had joined the service to try to escape death in his hometown. Susan Rosgen reports from member station WWNO in New Orleans.
The funeral for Sergeant Taft Williams wasn't over when Williams' boyhood friend, Adrian Joseph, had to get out of the church.
I couldn't take it. When I seen a flag-draped coffin, this was too much for me to handle. Let you know of your own immortality or whatnot, and I couldn't take it.
Sergeant Williams was a mechanic with the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment from Fort Carson, Colorado. He knew how to keep the Army's trucks and tanks and Humvees moving. But on August 12th, heading for Baghdad, Williams' convoy rolled over 3 homemade bombs. 2 soldiers were wounded and survived, but Williams was so badly hurt he died right there in the sand.
I had been on some of those same roads that he was on, and I knew that how the atmosphere had changed, much more volatile.
Army Reserve Lieutenant Stephen Stanley just got back from Iraq. He knew Williams from high school ROTC.
I always wore his uniform nice and tight. You know, he just enjoyed soldiering. I mean, even from the very beginning. And I'm sure he was doing what he loved after 11 years of service. He had to love it. Nobody does nothing just because. God was ready for him to go, and this was it.
At the funeral in New Orleans, the Army sent 6 officers, even a brigadier general, to convey their condolences. They were behind the pulpit, facing the first pew, where Williams' widow sat, gently rocking the couple's 1-year-old son. Ethel Mae Williams was not wearing her uniform. She was also in the Army in Iraq, but she won't be going back. She has said that when she saw her husband's body, she lost all desire to keep fighting for her country. But Williams' aunt, Sharonda Griffin, told the congregation her nephew met death doing what he wanted to do.
You know, because he could have died any other way. But he died serving his country.
But outside, in the shadow of the church, Williams' friend Adrian Joseph said death was what both men had been running from since high school. That's when Williams joined the Army and Joseph joined the Navy to get away from the tough streets of New Orleans.
In 1993, New Orleans had one of the highest murder rates in the world, and we both started looking at situations. We was like, you know, it could come in any time and any place, and we both came up with the idea that we're going to go to the military. And that was his biggest reason. He didn't want to get caught up in the violence of New Orleans.
And now he's killed in Iraq.
Yeah, so it's kind of irony, isn't it?
Over the years, Joseph and Williams had kept in touch through letters, razzing each other about who had the better college football team, Army or Navy. And when the Army-Navy game rolls around this year, Joseph plans to send a letter to his friend again, just like old times.
I put a letter in the mail and write him anyway, to the last known address that I had on him. I'm missing them.
Sergeant Taft Williams was 29 years old and the first serviceman from New Orleans to die in Iraq. For NPR News, I'm Susan Rosgen.